Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, would you want to buy it?
Because if you... Sounds like, are you my mother?
Would you kiss that girl?
Oh, right?
Would you drive that car?
Right?
That's really good. I'm telling you, if you buy a piece of real estate and you're like, I'm just buying it to resell it, and I wouldn't buy that.
This is fun. We could talk about every single property type.
Furniture.
And give a good example and a bad example, and where everybody's going to go, duh. And you know what the reality is? People don't get it.
It sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
It sounds so amazing.
Before we listen to Jill rant, let's take a question posted by one of the members on the jackdill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Joshua?
I have some rant in me today.
Oh, I got some stuff. Joshua asks, hey guys, so I was getting ready to send out an option agreement to my seller, but I went ahead and started marketing it already on Craigslist. I have a buyer who would like to buy on terms. So I called my seller and offered the same option we discussed. Or I went ahead and offered a discounted cash offer. She's talking to her two children because they are the ones who will be receiving the money. I haven't done the deal yet, but I learned about options and terms with mobile homes in the past. Any tips on how to go about handling a deal this way? Also, I just sent out two payments to buy 2.5 acres in for $500 in California.
Standing.
This one seems to be a home run deal for my first one, too. I believe one of our group members has sold land here in the same size and same subdivision for $4,000. So I'm going to follow in their footsteps with the price point. Thanks again, everyone, for the help. Much love.
Aww. Outstanding. Good stories.
Really cool.
On this mobile home thing, what would you do, Jill?
I'd buy it. I mean, here's my thing. There's no way I would ever be in the situation where I'm making payments and the people are making payments to me.
Right.
I just won't do that.
That's called a wrap.
Well, and it's just like, it's called a headache. So, like, you have to, I don't want to do that much monitoring and managing this stuff, because I want, you know, even though if they're on auto pay to me and I'm on auto pay to that guy, I'm just not going to do it. One, it's too easy for one of them to get messed up, and it's usually the guy paying me and I'm still making the auto pay and I don't realize it till much later. Like, shoot, I'm paying for a property I don't own, and it's just a disaster.
We're all fortunate enough to be a part of this group, and there's lots of people in the group who have lots of money.
Yep.
So if you have if you for whatever reason found what you think is a great real estate deal, reach out on DealBoard or on Land Investors. It's mostly DealBoard is where you're going to get the best response, because you will find a partner.
Right.
That's one of the big benefits. You know, we probably don't talk about it enough.
It's true.
As being a Land Academy member, you don't have to do these option deals.
It's true. I mean, it's too easy to say, hey, I need $2,000 from somebody, and we're going to each get, you know, $200 a month for the next 3 years.
Well, or I need $2,000 to buy this piece of property because I know it's worth 10, and you sell it and split it.
Right.
The person purchases it with you. Mm. We do this all the time. Jill and I do it with houses all the time. Mm-hmm. You put up the money. We found the house. We'll sell the house. We'll do all the work.
Right.
And we'll throw
split
you off
the money.
Smoke and return.
Exactly.
We're in the business here. The good news is that we're in this business to locate awesome deals. We don't have to have a ton of money to get them done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I wonder how much this is, too, because he's obviously sending out offers in the $500 mark there. So, good stuff.
Money people love people like us. Listeners and us, Jill and I specifically, they love it.
Oh, because we have all the deals.
We have all the deals.
Right.
We have all a network of people set up. We have an office full of people working hard to get deals done and buying. We have all the tools. Mm-hmm. They love it. They don't have to do anything. They can get a good return on their money.
Yep.
It's all good.
Love it.
Today's topic, would you want to buy it? This is the meat of the show. If you have an asset, any type of asset, but let's talk about real estate specifically today, that you wouldn't want to buy, you wouldn't touch that thing. So I think the question is, if you wouldn't want to buy it, I'm not sure your customer would want to buy it. What do you think, Joe?
You know, I was thinking of a story of one of the things that we did for one of our properties, which was awesome. We were getting into flipping properties, and I didn't know a photographer. We had it staged, ready to go, and I reached out to a photographer, and I had no idea that I really picked the right guy. It just happened to be a person that we knew personally. What's interesting is he was from New York, moved down to Arizona, and he had done everybody from Catherine Zeta-Jones to food, to like Campbell's soup in his line of work. And he was pretty much retired. He was only doing little one-off things kind of for fun, you know, just when he wanted to say yes to some projects. So I reached out to him, Al, and I said, "Hey, Al, would you come photograph this house for us?" And he said, "Yeah, you know what? This sounds fun." So he came out, and we set up. Remember this? It was an all-day shoot. It was like
we waited for the light to change.
Totally. And I realized later, boy, that was smart. I mean, that's what you want to do. It's like this. Set it. Talk about telling a picture. And this guy was amazing, by the way. How many pictures do we see of properties that look horrible? You know, there's like trash in the corner, beds aren't made, you know, my stupid pet peeve, the toilet seat is up, towels are thrown on the floor. I'm like, what the heck? When he came in, he was not only setting up the camera in the right areas, but he actually had clips. We clipped the towels on the towel racks so they were just angled perfectly in the shot. I mean, so that's what I think of when you're selling your property. You really want to set it up like that. You want to make it look as beautiful as possible, not only your descriptions, but your photographs and all of the details, because that little extra fresh flowers on the counter really will go a long way. It will not only make it sell faster, but you'll get more money for it too, by the way.
I agree with you completely. And what I remember specifically, I was just thinking, we've had how many photographers have we had since then?
Right.
And I was just thinking, he did a great job.
It was amazing.
What I remember about that is he shot 15 pictures and we used 15. A lot of times people come in and they shoot 300 pictures and then you have to spend a lot of time going through the ones that you like. I loved his approach.
Yeah, he really did get real detail.
The time was in the staging and then staging the picture mm-hmm. and waiting for the light to be right. And then he clicked it 15 times and sent mm-hmm. us the pictures.
Yeah.
I could, when that was the result of that whole thing was, I was like, I want to move into this house.
Right.
You guys did a great job, Joe.
It really was awesome.
Truly did a great job with a foreclosed on, falling off the lot house.
Right. But just that story with him made me think about this. Would you want to buy it? Mm-hmm. That's it. You want to paint that picture that you know, like Jack, you said earlier in another show, like if when you're done with your property, you're actually sitting there with your head in your hands going, do I want to sell this? Then you know you did it right.
We're all in the marketing business, and presentation really, really counts on the internet. That's kind of been this week's theme, I guess, inadvertently, this week's theme about how to present the property. And so the end all question is, would you want to buy this asset that you're presenting on the real estate? Or is it an afterthought? If you go into LandWatch right now or Land and Farm, not so much Land and Farm, but really, and LandWatch has a presentation problem. A lot of properties that they have in there are just, there's no pictures or one picture. The picture's like two counties away, like you were saying before the show. Or in some cases, it's the guy's backyard.
Right.
It's just really like an afterthought posting.
It's like a plat map. Nowadays, we don't even need that anymore, and they put a plat map up all the time. I'm like, really?
If you're going to sell a car, wash it first.
Right.
Have it washed.
Exactly.
And hold the phone horizontally, not vertically. It's just tiny little things that really, really matter.
It's really true. I'm trying to think what else would make you want to buy it. I mean, you want to make it look gorgeous. You want to have, you know, here's a funny one. Remember the first time I did this? Because where we live in, you know, I was born and raised in California, and then I spent some time in Arizona and back in California now. But so for me, snow's awesome. So Jack gave me some properties a long time ago, and I was doing some postings, and I found these photos that we had in our inventory that were then had snow. And I'm like, oh, this is gorgeous. Look, here's the fence going into the property, and it's like got snow on it. It's just so dreamy and beautiful. I did at least have the blue sky, but there was snow on the ground. And I thought these were great. And I showed them to Jack, and he's like, get those off there. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Snow. And I'm like, but it's so dreamy. He's like, okay. you're the only one that think that's that thinks that's great. Trust me, you know. And you know, you had, you know, 15 plus years on me.
Snow gets dirty so fast. There's just, it's so hard to get a good snowy shot. I think maybe if you're, it's just fresh snow, and then there's it all, the clouds cleared, it's sunny, and you know, the snow, it's not on a road, so it's not all gray, and you know, I just think snow is tough.
Got it.
I hate, you know what it is? It comes along. Would I want to buy a piece of property that's covered in snow? Probably not.
Right.
I think I'd love to spend, I don't know, ski there for a weekend.
Right. Exactly.
But it, you know, would I want to buy it? That's
but
a
you're
type
right.
of thing. No, I don't think so. But maybe, I mean, would you want to buy snowy property?
Yes, in the right place, not year round. You're right. And I think that's what the problem was. It's like that could convey that this is year round, you're dealing with snow, and plant that thought in their head.
Uh-huh.
So this is going a little deeper here, but you were really, it's really, there's a psychological thing that you're trying to convey here. Like, you have taught all of us on our staff, make sure there's blue sky. If
lots
you have a
contrast.
Few puffy white clouds, those are good. Not a lot, but a few.
Mountains.
You can see some mountains. And even certain angles, if you can find or get shots that are, you know, where it's like from the property low, like almost ground level, shooting up, those are the right angles. You know, all kinds of things like that. And when you do the flyovers, Jack, when you do that, you want to get down at the ground level. And there, people really kind of see. Back when you were really driving the property, I mean, you were, there was a once upon a time that you were out there taking your own photos, which is awesome. And you said you would have like the truck in the background, or like a, you know, like your chair or something or whatever. You always said that those did really well. It was really kind of interesting.
A lot of times we would shoot without leaving the car. So you'd roll the window down and get a good shot, because you're looking at a lot of property and pressed for time. And if the side view mirror gets in the shot, that's not the worst thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people really stress
they
about
like
things
that.
Like that, but I think it brings an element of reality to, you see yourself there.
Uh-huh.
You see yourself behind the driver's seat going to that property.
Exactly.
Instead of like Hollywood photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I wanted to say here. This Hollywood photo shoot process, over-processed photography of real estate is just as see-through as the toilet, Jill's toilet seat being up. You want it to be real, and you want it to accurately represent the property, and you want it to make it look like you really want to be there. But if it's over-processed with filters are real popular right now. These crazy color filter, fuzzy 4K, all of that, I think that's a little bit silly too.
I like some of them though. You know what though? I differ a little bit on this, because maybe there's a happy medium.
There is. That's what I mean.
Okay. Maybe if your lead photo's that, because I like it, because if your lead photo's gorgeous, it gets them to click on the posting. That's where I want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cool with that. And then in there, because you're right, you don't want to ever inaccurately display your property or convey what you're selling, because you're going to be doing refunds the whole time.
Right.
So I like that.
Every property, with very few exceptions, has some type of attribute. Here's an example. We just bought a property, Jill and I, in Pennsylvania, that's in a fork in the road, and a river goes right through it. So it's not a large property, and it is right on the road, but I'll tell you, it's a great little fishing spot. It's super inexpensive, potential great fishing spot. It might be a great property to put up a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good uses for
that
property.
Could be a tiny house property too, something like that. Because those are on wheels, you could wheel it right up there and park
right.
it.
That's unlikely based on the size, but my point is, it does have some cool attributes, and you can see yourself maybe with your kid or one of your kids fishing there,
mm-hmm.
or using it for something.
Mm-hmm.
So every property's got an interesting attribute. What you don't want to do is take a property like that and say, oh, you're going to build a mansion on that thing.
Right.
You know, you just...
yeah. Go to the lot line. There's no neighbors. Could you imagine?
So you want to present the property, you know, for what it is.
What is it that sings to you, Jack?
The Little House on the Prairie scene.
Oh.
For rural vacant land. For houses, for SFRs, what sings to me is price.
Okay. Very good.
But that's just me.
Uh-huh.
But I have enough experience now to know that that's not what sings to everybody.
You know, I have to tell you that I know that to be true, because we recently looked at some property in our area. We're always looking at property, but you asked me to come view a property very recently, not far from us, with an incredible view. and you saw it as we get the incredible view for an incredible price. And I saw it as, you call that a bathtub?
Oh my gosh, you're remember right. That? I remember that house.
It was one of those, it was an built in the 50s? I don't know.
I love that house.
Oh my gosh. So imagine
moved
this.
Moved into that house. So,
right? This is how differently
kitchen,
we are.
Original kitchen and original bathrooms.
Original bathrooms. So let me describe this bathroom. You walk in, pink subway tile kind of tile, and it's awful pink. I mean, it's bleh, old. And then you're looking, you're standing on the bathroom level, and you look to the shower, and it's a good foot and a half below where you're standing.
You really stepped
and
down.
It's all tile down in there, and I'm going, and I kind of thought it, but I wasn't sure. And the person who was showing us the home, who was a homeowner, confirmed that. Isn't that great? It's a tub. I'm like, I'm not taking a bath in that. You step down and it's just like square. It's not even, it's like you're basically, you could sit your butt down in water is the equivalent of it, but it's certainly not a tub. I know, it's yucky. So, and we left that and you're like, and, oh, by the way, let me follow up with this.
I'm going to tell you what I saw when she's done.
This is good. Had a one-car garage that really was built for a Model T, and we sat there going, oh, fantastic. One of our vehicles fit in there, and that is it. Literally, really. And we have four right now.
All good points.
And we couldn't, so we could get one vehicle in the garage, and we'd have to be storing a couple cars or something. And that was like, oh, yeah. So that
this property,
yes,
was on the ocean.
Yes,
you walk out of the back gate onto the beach.
Yeah, I still did. I did.
And so I can overlook all that.
Yeah, I can't.
It was a fan of the location.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
And that's okay.
So there'll be another real estate deal next week.
Isn't that funny? So, and you saw it as, yeah, it. That's so true. I
would want to buy it. That's the name of the show. Is it the name of the episode here?
You would buy it?
I would buy that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It was rationally priced. It was a great location, and I see the possibilities. It would take at least $50,000 to maybe more to get those bathrooms and that kitchen where it needs to be.
I think it needed $100,000 or more dollars worth of, I think maybe more, at least $100,000 worth of work.
It still would have been way ahead. But it's, you know, like we need a new project, you and I.
Oh, welcome to my world. Just when Jack says, I have to share this. One of the things I love about you, because life is never boring. Jack says, this is it. We're done. We're set. And then the next sentence is, hey, you want to go look at an open house with me? I go, what? I'm so over it now. This I used to go, what just happened? Now I'm like, nope. I knew that was coming.
This is the pot calling the kettle black. I have so many comebacks for that. But I will spare you and our listeners.
Oh, please.
Well, again, spend another 20 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss, does this property make me look fat?
It's going to be good. And we answer your questions should you have one. Post it on our online community found on jackjill.com. Go there. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
All right, bring it. What's one of mine? Come on. You're holding back.
No, it's the, one of the many, many reasons I love you is that you just...
Oh, here it comes. I was softening it. Nice.
You always are interested in something new, Jill. You just never stop.
You know what? That's the equivalent of someone saying, oh, bless your heart, which is really like, you idiot.
No. Not even. I really mean that sincerely.
All right.
It's never boring with you. Never.
You're more
always
with you.
Always something new.
Thank you, Jack. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.